Station 14, Jesus is laid in the tomb. This is a reading from the Gospel of John 19, 38-42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus wanted to care for the body of Jesus, which had been abused and disregarded by the Romans. They lovingly placed his body in a tomb and prepared it for burial. They sought to memorialize the life of Jesus through these acts. The Indiana Community Remembrance Coalition seeks to memorialize the lives of documented victims of racial violence by fostering meaningful dialogue about race and justice. They are doing this work with communities who are taking on the challenges of telling the truth about our history and building a future rooted in justice. One area of focus is lynchings that took place in America between 1877 and 1950. One group working to create greater awareness and understanding of racial terror lynchings and to begin a necessary conversation that advances truth and reconciliation is the Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery, Alabama. The Equal Justice Initiative is working with communities in Indiana and other states to commemorate and recognize the traumatic era of lynching. This process includes collecting soil from lynching sites across the country and erecting historical markers and monuments in these spaces. Here at St. Luke's, we have a committee learning about the 19 lynchings that took place in Indiana, with a special interest in memorializing the lynching that took place in Marion County. We pray. God, we seek to follow in the footsteps of Joseph and Nicodemus by caring for those whose bodies were abused and disregarded. We want to memorialize them by learning the truth, by listening, and by engaging in the work of justice. Help us, Lord, to be able to absorb these truths and be moved into action. Amen. For reflection, as you move to the final station, consider the act of Joseph and Nicodemus caring for Jesus' body with such respect. Are there situations in your life where you can offer more respect, more tenderness? Even just becoming aware of these places can be a step forward. Pray that God's grace will give you a deeper understanding of this and the many other ways people are in need of healing.